Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try another exclusive from Bell's Brewing, or brewery, I should say, Imperial Vanilla Cinnamon Porter. This is, I've said it and you guys have seen it, B1 exclusive, whatever. I love that they're doing this. I hope they keep this up. They've been doing it for a while. I think they stopped a little bit, but... last time, actually, Jessica stopped by the general store because we're like 10, 15 minutes from there. And I think they had at least 8 or 9, and she just picked up a 6-pack. So I got 6 of the 9 or how many ever there were. So this one is 8.5% ABV. Probably been sitting out 45 minutes. I actually was going to do another one before this, and I started the intro, did everything, I read it, and I went to set it back down, and it fell. And I was like, there's no way I'm opening up this can. So to let that one rest, I'm doing this one. So let's go ahead and get this open. I'm not sure how much this was. I think I have the receipt. I'm not looking for it. It's craft beer. I'll pretty much pay whatever. So let's go ahead and get it into a glass. See what I think. Yeah, we can get it all in there. I don't want to read it. Okay, it really doesn't say anything. They've been putting these QR codes on here. So it does say small batch. I'm guessing that this goes to maybe the website with this on there so you can know more. But if you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. But I don't want to know about the beer. The less I know about it beforehand, the better, in my opinion. So... heads dying down, that could be from the cinnamon, whatever is in here. It's very light, like chocolate, very, very light chocolate colored around the outside. I don't know when the last porter stout that I've seen that has that light of a color of head, but whatever. Man, that's like a dark orange hue at the bottom. I guess brown? Dark brown? Here's the thumbnail. I don't know. Come on, focus on this. Yeah, there you go. You can kind of see the sides. Maybe towards the middle, it looks like a dirty dark brown color to me, but it's more at the very bottom of this. It's like a dark orange color. Looks good. Cinnamon is what I would go with. But let's go ahead and smell. Definitely getting that cinnamon. I'm also getting like a standard watered down porter. Porter should be light in ABV to me, like 4.5 to 5.5, somewhere in there. And I'm getting that. I think I made, was it 13 or 14 batches of porters? And you get that, it's like... there's almost a burnt smell from using those darker malts, but it's very light because you're not going black. You're still looking for a porter. And that base is there of that like watered down roasted smell. But I'm definitely getting the cinnamon. Maybe a little bit more roasted, watered-down smell, cinnamon. Maybe a touch of vanilla. I think that's stretching it. I don't think I would say vanilla if it wasn't on the bottle. Maybe I would. Because there is some sweetness, but that roasted, watery smell is there with that cinnamon. It's not really good. It doesn't really smell like, oh, this is a... I don't know if you want to say like a Christmas beer or something like that. I think if I smelt this and then somebody said, oh, you want to buy it? I would probably pass. But I understand the smell. It's like a watery chocolate, watery roasted malt smell. Let's go ahead and taste. Enough about watery. Man, I can say for an Imperial, an 8.5%, I think it's a lot, like the body's not heavy on this. I think the cinnamon's overdone a little too much and it needs more vanilla. You're still getting that light porter, in my opinion. I think on the back end, maybe that's where the Imperial comes in. I should make some just to see if that happens. It's almost like I get that chocolate, that little bit of coffee on the back end, the aftertaste, more than I do on the taste. Standard porter, kind of watered down, a little roasted malt in there with the cinnamon. But maybe the back end, those flavors come out more because it's an Imperial. It's not bad. I think it's kind of weird. I think they missed the boat. I don't think I would make it like this. Maybe too much roasted malt was used. I get that cinnamon, but it's not a good, like, it's not a very good cinnamon. It's okay. It's there. But I think more vanilla, less cinnamon, more vanilla in there. It's not very sweet. And I was thinking for 8.5 that they would use more malt or something like that. Well, they probably had to get the ABV. But it seems like something's missing. But it doesn't taste like a stout. It does taste like a porter. Just too much. Maybe it's too much cinnamon. On this one, I would go 3.75. It's still okay. I would still drink it. I wouldn't buy it. I would recommend other people try it that like porters. We'll see what the scores are. But yeah, it's okay. But to have vanilla cinnamon, I think I need more vanilla in this one. I think it's way too toned down. And I believe I've been saying that. And again, I don't know what order these are going to go in. But for me, I've been saying that the vanilla is not there. It needs more vanilla. The vanilla is helping something else, but it's not coming through. I can't remember. I just had one last night. The tiki, the smooth. It was the smootherine, apple pie. So I hope I put that one out first. That had vanilla. That vanilla in this, I think, would be better. But hey, that's just me. So 3.75 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. None of my friends have checked it in. 34 people have. 3.88. So I'm right around there. Roasty cinnamon chocolate vanilla. It's also on tap at the general store. Let's just see if anybody said anything about this. Vanilla forward, stout, smooth and sweet, whatever. I've been doing the, yeah. Okay, it is what it is. Straight from the tap. But yeah, this one's going to be up to you. I would say try it. If you're a porter fan, I would try it. Pick up a single. Obviously, you're going to have to live around Bell's to get this. But pick it up, give it a try, and see what you think.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.